The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Time to take back control of your life and start making choices based on what your true self and intuition are telling you. Welcome to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Cisco. If you are one of the many people that deserve a better life and more fulfillment than what they are living now, the next hour will be enlightening, inspirational, and above all, will provide the direction you need. Now, here is your host, Regina Cisco.
Hello, I'm your host, and welcome to my show, Shining Bright, a journey from self-doubt to self-worth. And you know, I like to share this, my show, by sharing one of my stories or some piece of inspirational information. And today, I want to talk about self-acceptance. Do you like who you are? Do you like how you look? Do you think you're smart enough or good enough? I know that most of us have pretty tough self-critics, and me included. Our self-critic is that voice in your head that is usually telling you what you're doing wrong, like, you're really not going to go out wearing that, are you? How does that make you feel? I know it doesn't make me feel very good. So how do we quiet that self-critic? We do this by, one, becoming aware and paying attention, but also by accepting ourselves and loving who we are. We can do this by making a new choice. If there is something that we don't like about ourselves, we have a choice to change it or simply accept it as it is for now. Most women I know, don't like something about themselves. So just for example, I'll go out on a limb here. So let's just say someone's feeling a little overweight. They beat themselves up for not exercising or eating better and get caught in this catch-22. A way to change from the negative to the positive is by making a new choice. So the new choice in this scenario is, I no longer want to beat myself up. I'm willing to accept where I am now and choose to feel good about myself. So that might sound like I will feel good about myself and begin to take some new action. I choose to go for a 20-minute walk 3 times a week. I choose to have healthy snacks in the house instead of junk food. I accept who I am and who I want to become. I feel good about my new choices. So the more we can accept ourselves in any given moment, the more we will love ourselves too. Self-love inspires us to be our best, confident self. And by making those new choices, simple choices, step by step, is the way to accept ourselves for who we are in this moment, which also, again, leads to loving ourselves even more. So I suggest that you practice. So any of those little minor flaws that might bother you every day, make a new choice and practice accepting who you are. And I also would like to do some theta healing with you this morning to help reinforce accepting yourself. And Theta Healing is spiritual energy healing that I do. And I'm able to do what I call downloads of feelings that you may not have experienced before that will help you to love and accept yourself further. So I'm going to say a statement, and you say yes or no silently to yourself if you would like to receive this. And remember, these are things that you would like to receive. You may not be experiencing this in your life currently. So if that's the case, I recommend that you say yes. So right now, I'd like you to take a deep breath in and breathe out slowly. And take another deep breath in and breathe out slowly. And just focusing on your breathing for a moment, and I'm going to move into the theta space. And here's the first statement. I know what it feels like to be free of fear. I know what it feels like to accept myself. I know that I am safe to receive love. I know what it feels like to love myself. And now I would just like you to breathe slowly and evenly and take that in. And I want to tell you about my relationship wellness program called Feeling Better Than Ever. And this is my coaching, healing, and renewal program for women who are rebuilding after divorce or relationship breakup. How much time have you spent in bad relationships, and how much more time are you going to spend? What is this costing you physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially? I can help you to heal these old beliefs and patterns so that you can move into a true divine relationship. Can you imagine, or perhaps someone you know, what it would feel like to be free of being unappreciated, unloved, and unvalued for all that you do? You can be free of pain, suffering, and resentment. Can you imagine that? If you have been in a bad relationship for 10 years or more, that might be hard to imagine, but I want you to try. I can help you to heal and be free to accept and love yourself again. You will be in emotional balance and free of anxiety, appreciating, accepting, and loving you again. How magnificent would that be? As we work together, you will find that your life is flowing again and becoming easier. You will move into clarity for having the type of life that you want and will be strong enough to create it in a graceful way with my guidance. You will have a whole new life and have the love of your life that you deserve. You will feel better than ever. Are you ready to reclaim your life now? If so, email me at shiningbright19@gmail.com for a free 20-minute feeling better than ever consultation. You may have a friend that could really use my help too. Share this information with them and have them email me at shiningbright19@gmail.com for a free 20-minute feeling better than ever consultation. And now it's time to breathe. We're going to take 3 deep breaths in and out. Feel free to join me if you like. And I'm taking a deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. And I'm taking another deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. And one more deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. And my show today is called Crop Circles, UFOs, and Their Messages. And my guest is Patty Greer. And let me tell you about Patty. Patty had a life-changing out-of-body experience in the center of a UK crop circle in 2007. And that was the day her perception of reality was forever changed. She saw and felt things she had never experienced before. She wasn't alone. Within 2 years of that day, Greer had produced 4 full feature documentaries with no training, experience, or previous interest in filmmaking whatsoever. Her movies focus on UFOs, crop circles, and 2012. She's won 6 prestigious awards and experienced more than 100 UK crop circles personally since 2006. She is a true crappie and a firm believer in the phenomena, finding their messages to be very timely. Patty Greer films real people telling first-hand stories in the crop circles and sacred sites of southern England with no makeup, no hairdos, no BS, and no scripts. She produces honest and illuminating films that are not sugar-coated. For more information on Patty's films and crop circle information, go to her website at www.pattygreer.com, and that's PattyGreer.com. Welcome to the show, Patty.
Thank you. What a nice introduction.
Yes. Well, I'm so excited to have you on the show today. Crop circles have always been such a mystery to all of us, so I know you're going to be sharing some fascinating information. I'd love for you to tell us what took you to England and to the crop circles.
What initially took me there?
Yeah.
Ah. Well, it wasn't my interest in crop circles. That was kind of the last thing on my list. I had never studied them. I had never watched movies. But I had been dishonored by a dentist who put a bunch of mercury fillings in my teeth when I had asked for white ones, and I got poisoned real badly in 2004. And I got so sick that my hands broke out in these big open cuts, and it stayed for 7.5 years until somebody finally told me the truth, which was that I was being given the wrong test by my doctors in the allergy clinics, and that the right test was actually available. So when I got the right test for mercury poisoning from amalgam fillings, I was one of the worst cases the lab had ever seen, and they saved my life. And so it is curable, and it is something that doctors and dentists won't tell you. But the interesting thing is that if people are sick and they can't heal, and they've got a bunch of silver fillings in their mouth, all I can say is I don't want to take the show up for this, but this did save my life. That was my story. It is what happened to me. And when I found QuicksilverScientific.com, I got the right test, I got detoxed, and now I get to live again. But in my desperation to heal, because there wasn't anybody that could help me, because nobody was allowed to tell me that I was dealing really with mercury poisoning from these fillings, or they would lose their license, which is a very strange thing to have heard repeatedly from people. So anyway, now that I'm on the other side, I understand all these stages of my life that brought me to the crop circles, but it was my desperation to heal that took me there. Mm-hmm. I had seen these ministers from Unity Church. They were friends of mine. I had played my harps at Unity for years off and on. Every few months I'd go and perform. And I was a professional musician my whole life, so it was really tough, needless to say, to lose the use of my hands. And they were so bad that I had to live in Band-Aids and gloves for 7 years. So, needless to say, it killed my love life, my social life. Grocery shopping was difficult. And in my dismay, when I saw these people, the ministers that had just come back from England, we were having a conversation, and I just put my hand up. I said, stop talking and tell me why you look different. I mean, you look totally different, both of you. What did you do there? And they said, we were in the crop circles. And then they started to tell me, and I was so amazed that I just had an immediate feeling that I needed to go, and 6 weeks later, I flew to England. And that's what started my adventure.
Well, that's quite an adventure indeed. So, you know, that's really astounding to me when you said that the dentists and doctors and medical professionals couldn't tell you about the mercury poisoning.
Well, I don't even want to begin guessing why for 7 years nobody could tell me. But I was told recently by an honest dentist that if somebody says to her, get these fillings out of me, I know they're poisonous, she has to look at them in the eye and say, you need to say these words to me so that I can take them out. I don't like the look of them. Mm-hmm. And I said, tell me you're kidding. And she said, nope, we could lose our license still. So I think the problem is there would be too many class action lawsuits if people find out that what's in their mouth is really not a good idea, and it's why they're continually sick and unfortunately haven't been able to heal. So this is not something I'm an expert on, but since you asked another question, and so many people in the audience are probably dealing with this, or their poor parents with dementia and a mouthful of silver fillings, there's a video called The Smoking Tooth on YouTube. And if people just watch 8 to 12 minutes, they'll learn what I unfortunately learned. So The Smoking Tooth on YouTube, the two websites are DAMS, Dental Amalgam Mercury Solutions, or IAOMT, which is the international version, where you can learn everything you need to know from people that are willing to tell the truth. And I'm only telling the truth because of what I've gone through. And I'm still not fully done with it. I mean, I can't date anybody with mercury in their teeth. Buzzkill for my future. But, you know, again, all it takes is one. It's humorous to think, you know, finding somebody single in their 50s as well as no mercury in their teeth. This is a stunning thing going on, and it's unfortunate. But the good news is Quiksilver Scientific will give you the right test, and then you can heal. So I am on the other side now. I'm so grateful. But, again, I have to look at all this. What happened to me stopped me from my life. It made me so desperate that I did something completely out of this world and flew myself to England to lay down in a crop circle and believe that I had given up on human healing because nobody could and I wanted my hands back. And yes. I went and was that vulnerable to do something seemingly so silly.
So, Patty, I want to stop you here because it's time for us to take a break. And we'll continue on with your journey to England when we get back. I'm speaking to Patty Greer, filmmaker of 5 documentaries on crop circles. You can learn more about her work by going to www.pattygreer.com. We'll be back after the break.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkgaard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
listening to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I am speaking with Patty Greer, documentary filmmaker on crop circles. Patty is sharing her story of her life-altering experience with crop circles and how she came to be a filmmaker of them. So, Patty, why are there more crop circles in southern England than anywhere else on the planet?
You know, Regina, good question. A lot of people say, why aren't there any in America? The reason I'll go to why they're all there is if you look at a map of the crop circles that have happened in England for the last 30 years, most of them are laying on ley lines. Most of the crop circles are laying on ley lines, which is a line that's drawn between sacred sites. And in this area of southern England, which is called Wiltshire, there are more sacred sites than probably anywhere else in Europe. Now, I don't know if that's an actual fact, but there are many, many sacred sites per square mile. So we have Stonehenge, we have the Avebury Stone Circle, which is the oldest stone circle in Europe, sitting in the center of this phenomena, and Glastonbury, which is the medieval city where there's all kinds of magical people, and they hold a lot of sacred events in these areas. We have the dolmens everywhere where they have the ancient bones hidden and they bring them out for ceremony. If somebody has a broken arm, they'll bring out an arm bone and heal that person, supposedly, in these old long barrows. And they have mounds where they've got things buried. So this whole area has been an area of England that people have walked across Europe to get to for sacred ceremony for literally thousands of years. And when you have an area that rich, steeped in spiritual energy, it holds the magic there. And the combination of that, as well as most all crop circles, are sitting over an aquifer of water. Well, that area is pretty much a huge island over the ocean, and it's very, very rich with water and vast farmlands. So if you imagine being in a ship and flying over the earth and you see these cement cities and skyscrapers and you need to put down a sticky note, a crop circle, you're not going to choose something with cement. You're going to look for vast farm fields, places that are like a huge canvas. And this area of England, since the war days when they did so much of the farming there to feed the military, it still goes on that the farm fields are still honored there, and they're very well cared for. So the reason I think that the light beings that would be making these crop circles choose this area, it's not only the wealth of spiritual energy and the richness of water and the vast farm fields, but they also know that they have a long summer where the wheat will stay up for 2 to 3 months. So once they place their message in the field, it has a good opportunity to be seen by many, many people. And some of the most profound crop circles, the doubles, for instance, in 2001 and 2 when they had the alien face and the disc, they were placed right near these telecommunication towers, a whole line of them. So obviously they had the intention of not only laying it for the people that would see it, but hopefully that all these communication towers would blurt out to the world that this had just happened. And the following year they did it again. They had this face that, in my opinion, looked kind of like Jesus. And then there was an amazing second formation that was all not digital or binary, but it was a message that was a mirror image just about of a message that we had sent out into outer space in the 1970s from the Arecibo Tower in Puerto Rico. And this was a really specific message that we sent to space, giving them information about the humans and the elements on our planet and our approximate civilization population. All these little details were spelled out in this pattern. And interestingly enough, it came back to us far earlier than we had expected in a crop circle. And that one had just slight variations, such as their heads were bigger, their population was different, and their elements added silicon. So it was a very interesting re-messaging of something that we already had sent out. And again, they put it by these telecommunication towers. So I think that it's not accidental that the crop circles are being placed where they are. And for some reason, and it could be only because we fly over them and document them, it's very possible that there could be far more of them in places that nobody flies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, that's such fascinating information. So, what I'm hearing you say, Patty, is that these are being created by extraterrestrials? So you're breaking up, Patty, and you're not coming through clearly? Maybe if you can shift your position. Okay. So the crop circles are really pretty amazing. I actually spent some time on the internet this week doing some research, and some of the crop circles that Patty is talking about are right there on the internet to see, and they're all pretty fascinating. And especially the binary code, I knew that as soon as I saw it, I went, oh my gosh, this is binary code. How is this possible? And the one where there's the face of an alien on the crop circle, I actually was questioning that one. I didn't really know if that one was real or not, so I was glad Patty was describing that to us, because, as I said, I didn't think it was real, but really it is real. So that's even more fascinating about the crop circle with the alien's picture.
She's back.
Awesome.
All right. You know, I'm going to just say this, which I'm going to pretend it's a coincidence in my mind, but this is the third show I've done this week, and I've had funny little things happen. And I'm going to let that go because I think it's so important to share the truth and for us to all be on the same team. And, you know, if there's an obstacle that doesn't want the truth to get out, what a hard way to live your life. I read something on the internet that said the hardest thing about lying is trying to remember what you said. So I believe in telling the truth. And for me, I don't talk about other people's stories. I don't read other people's books. I have watched everybody else's movies now. But when I began, I didn't. I have done everything out of direct experience. And it was my desperation to heal all this time in the beginning. So I'd like to go back to my first crop circle because, my first important one. In 2006, it was really rainy, and it was my first experience, and it was astounding enough that I couldn't wait for the winter to get over so I could go back in 2007. In 2007 and 8, I went for 9 weeks. I went by myself, and I only had this little Instamatic camera. I mean, a little digital, nothing. And I never planned to make a movie. I never was trained. It wasn't on my mind. It wasn't in my heart. I was a musician, but I lost the use of my hands. And when you see any pictures of me in the fields, in the crop circles, even I made it on the Wall of Fame, the UFO Wall of Fame. Dennis Reno did a caricature of me. I've got the gloves on. And every time I see that, now that I'm out of gloves, I have to look back and say, wow, people probably thought I was a germaphobe. But I wasn't. I was there to heal my hands. So I laid in the first crop circle of 2007 that I went in. It was at the base of Sugar Hill. And interestingly enough, somebody threw up a picture of it on the internet just today. I saw it, and it was just such a fond memory. But the thing about the crop circles is that it's not only the crop circle formation. There's this vortex or this envelope that goes about 10 or 20 or 30 feet outside it. That is noticeable. And when you're walking in the tram line, which is where the tractors drive, into the crop circle, you can feel this the moment you step into it. You get goosebumps head to toe, and the hair stands up on our arms and on the back of my neck, and all the people around me felt it too. And we actually tested it this year. We stepped back out, and then we went back in, and it's very noticeable. And then we get to the actual formation. it's breathtaking because there you see this total shock where there's hundreds of thousands of pieces of wheat all laid in perfect symmetry. Have you looked at a lot of pictures of them, Regina?
Yeah, I was spending some time this week on the internet looking at the various crop circle pictures.
And you realize that they're like 2 and 3 acres. These aren't just 100 feet around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them are enormous. There's that one that has like 4 or 5 rings.
Right, right. I have that on the cover of my movie, Crop Circles 2010, The Wake-Up Call.
Mm-hmm.
So the 2010 update. So I want to talk about the interesting thing that happened. How long do we have before break?
How about if we actually cut to break right now, Patty, and then you can resume your story when we get back?
Excellent.
Okay. So it's time to take a break, and I'm speaking to Patty Greer, filmmaker of 5 documentaries on crop circles. You can learn more about her work by going to www.pattygreer.com. And we'll be back after the break.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within. And you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best. Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I'm speaking with Patty Greer, documentary filmmaker on crop circles. Patty is sharing her story of her life-altering experience with crop circles and how she came to be a filmmaker of them. So, Patty, before the break, you are going to tell us about your experience of entering a crop circle.
Yes. Well, in 2007, which was my second year, they were a lot more memorable than the ones in the rain, although the ones in the rain were really amazing and got me completely committed for life to know that there's something real going on there. So when I got into this envelope, this vortex that you can noticeably feel, it was a shakeup. And then when I got to the opening, the entry of the actual crop circle, the nature of the wheat was so outstanding and everything was just perfect. It just looked like somebody had brushed the hair of the wheat and laid it in these different directions. from the sky, you can see this whole formation, but when you're on the ground, you just see one circle or one diamond or one sparrow at a time, and you can't really tell what the formation is, but you can feel, definitely, I can feel the energy. Some people can't feel anything, but most people that do the crop circles feel a lot. And people that do the crop circles, we call ourselves croppies. That's our nickname. So in this formation, I remember being so stunned by how vast it was that I just walked toward the center. And I barely remember walking in and laying down, but I nestled in and got really comfortable and fell asleep. And when I opened my eyes again, my face was tight. I had a little bit of sunburn. I don't know how long I had been resting, but I was really rested. And I opened my eyes, and there were these swirling mosquitoes over my nose. So I took my hand and swished them away. And there was still something swirling over my nose, so I took my hand and I kept swishing, and it didn't go. And it turned out that when I blinked my eyes a bunch of times, I was seeing something that I had never noticed before in the sky. And I was really pretty amazed, and I lay there watching and watching. And what I saw, I realize now, I believe they are plasma beings or some kind of an energy in a plasmic form, because they look like the consistency of a jellyfish, where they're clear, but you can still see that they're there. And these things that I see all the time are in the shape of like a flying donut. They have an inner circle and an outer circle, and you can see those two lines clearly. Many of them are clear in and out, and some of them have a dark center and a clear outside circle. But these things are as visible as the mosquitoes were the minute before. And the more I looked, the more I saw. And I watched these things for quite a while, and I kept blinking, and I realized that they really were something in the sky. And in the last 6-7 years since I've been seeing these things, when I'm with other people, I say, relax your eyes. And you know, Regina, how you can see those little white glints in the air? Do you see those?
Yep.
Most people do. You relax your eyes into just seeing those white glints, and really focus on just those little glints, and then relax your eyes, kind of stall more the muscles, like relax your eyes really in the way that you would when you look at those 3D cards waiting for the pattern to pop. It's that same kind of muscle to relax, and all of a sudden you'll see these things. And once you see them, you won't be the same, because you'll realize that there's something already here. Mm-hmm. And whatever they are, it appears to me now, with the research that I've done and all of the channelings I've listened to and speakers I've watched, I think that they are some kind of a cleaning device for our air that's helping us until this chemtrail program is stopped. But I think they're cleaning the air for humanity. I think that's what I'm seeing. These little white glints, these little plasma things, I think that we're getting help from our whoever it is, these higher dimensional beings that are watching some humans really harming the planet, and they're helping us, but they can't step in fully. They don't want to drop their ships down and show us and make everybody scream and run, because the big money has done a good job making people scared of aliens. The press has really made it so that the world thinks that they're all what you see in the Hollywood movies. And even if you go to their planet, it's what you see in the Hollywood movies. You know, they're going to eat you, they're going to go down your throat and, you know, end your life. And that's not anything like what we're feeling when we're actually in this area where I believe there's some very benign beings.
Okay, so you know what just popped into my head when you were describing that? So you remember the old TV show My Favorite Martian?
Oh, yeah.
That image just popped into my mind.
Well, he was very dear. And so is E.T.
Exactly.
And E.T. might be one of the closest possible visions that we could have of what it would really be when they come. Because a lot of people believe that we are interacting with them daily, that they are amongst our society members, and I don't know. I have friends that insist that some people that are in the crop circles every year are not human. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, for me, all I know is what I know. The rest, I'm willing to listen. I've got my heart open. but I kind of don't want to listen to the dark stuff anymore. And therefore, I don't have TV. And I don't want to be a part of the systems that need to collapse because they're hurting us. So I'm no longer in a normal bank. I'm in a credit union. And I think that the more all of us walk our talk, and like Stephen Greer said at the International UFO Conference this year, he said, let's stop waiting for the government to tell us about UFOs. It's really up to us now. Those of us that know what's going on, one person at a time to educate the world.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep ourselves in a clean energy, not to be affected by the fraudsters, but rather to stop supporting them. I've owned my own home since I was 20, but what I went through with the property tax jokes, I mean, I'm sorry, it's just wrong to have to, like, fight your property taxes every year. And the insurance, I'm sorry, when I actually needed them after 27 years, finally had a claim, oh, we don't cover that. So I respect that those are the rules. I am doing it differently now. I have rented the most gorgeous home, and I have alleviated all those problems. And it's not about complaining about them. It's about just not supporting it.
Yeah. So, Patty, I want to come back to the crop circles here.
Yes.
And so they always seem to be making patterns of sacred geometry.
Yes.
And what do you suppose that messages that they're trying to share with us?
The gift of sacred geometry is that it affects the brain in a very gentle way. Because it's like a mirror image of itself, it does something to soften the brain to receive the information. That's what sacred geometry somewhat means, is that it's sacred and it goes into the mind and the heart. And so when you see the perfection in a flower, it does that to you in its sacred geometry, or a pine cone. It gives you that feeling, but in a crop circle that was intentionally placed to give you a message. The reason I think for the sacred geometry, again, just my perception, is that they know that the brain and heart will receive it because it's gifted to you like a flower. It goes into the brain softly rather than a stop sign or something blinking. It's a very gentle messaging, and it is believed by the crop circle researchers that the sacred geometry affects all humans on a subconscious level just by looking at the image of the crop circle. And you're right, most of them have been sacred geometry, with the exception of, like the one you mentioned, the four rings, the ones that represent the planets and their alignments. You know, there's also very interesting, in 2009, completely out of crop circle normalcy, we had 6 or 7 bird formations. They weren't sacred geometry. They were clearly a thunderbird or an owl or a group of sparrows. And then there were 5 or 6 fish, which was really out of character because there wasn't sacred geometry. They were pictograms of dolphins spinning, and really odd squids and ancient sea creatures. They also had the ancient dragonfly and an Orthoceras, I mean, really ancient creatures. And what happened 6 months later? Within 6 months, the BP oil spill. And it killed millions of birds and fish. It destroyed all kinds of life. And I read is still spewing 12 to 18,000 gallons a day today. I'm sorry, last week, to be specific. But they were warning us. They were bringing our attention to the birds and the fish. And then it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that alien face in the disc in 2001 or 2, I'm not sure which year it was, but that disc was decoded. Did you ever remember hearing what that message was?
No.
It went like this. It was an ASCII message that was decoded by a man who has passed away, Paul Vigay. Recently he passed away. The message said, "Beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Much pain, but still time. Believe there is good out there. We oppose deception. Conduit closing."
Interesting.
Wow. They're talking to us. They're giving it to us without scaring the whole species of humanity. They don't want to come and expose the motherships and have everybody have the immediate Hollywood action where we all start shooting at them. What I believe to be true is that what we give them, they will give us back.
Yes.
If we welcome them, they will welcome us.
Yes.
If we shoot at them, there might be a problem.
It's time for us to take a break. And I'm speaking to Patty Greer, filmmaker of 5 documentaries on crop circles. You can learn more about her work and films by going to www.pattygreer.com. We'll be back after the break.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on ways to live more holistically. By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best. Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I'm speaking with Patty Greer, documentary filmmaker on crop circles. Patty is sharing her story of her life-altering experience with crop circles and how she came to be a filmmaker of them. So, Patty, you have produced 5 documentary movies very quickly, all on your own. So how did that come to be?
You know, I called myself the accidental filmmaker at first because, like I said, I never went there to make movies. I had no training. But I know that what happened when I got there and opened my arms up and laid in the field was that they saw me. And they said, let's use her because she's perfect. Her hands are hurt. She's out of her life and she's in full surrender. I really think that's what happened because I started, after that experience in 2007, I started taking a ridiculous amount of photos. And within a few weeks, I had 1,100 photos. Next thing I knew, I hired a film crew to interview me and my friends that were mostly public speakers around Europe because I wanted my kids to see this. It was just too amazing. I wanted to share it with my friends. So I brought it home, all this information. I had 8 hours of interviews and 1,100 photos of the crop circles, and I paid the pilot to fly the camera guy around, so we had beautiful flying footage also. And within 6 months, rather than sharing this just with my kids, I made a full feature film. I don't know how it happened, but I made a full feature film every 6 months for the next 2 years. And all four of them happened effortlessly. And I know that sounds really strange, but everywhere I went, the right people walked up to me, had time on their hands, and I happened to have my new movie camera hanging around my neck. So I put myself in the places where those people went, and every summer I would go and be in the crop circles for the entire summer. Being there is a magnet to brilliant people because the researchers that come in, I found them all brilliant. I found them all fascinating, very worldly, and so it was easy to interview them and have incredible stories. But what happened that really threw me was at the end of my first movie, I was given permission to share the famous footage of the only balls of light where you can watch the crop circle lay down before your eyes in a matter of seconds. And this guy, John Whaley, who shot this footage in, I think, 1996 at Oliver's Castle in England, I show it in my movie trailer on my website, he got this footage where you can actually see them lay the field down. And it's so quick and so clear. And if that's the way it happens, how amazing. So half the world says, oh, my God, we finally get to see how it happens. And then the other half of the world says, oh, it's fake. Somebody did dark room trickery, and it's not real. So here I am. I haven't watched anybody's movies. I haven't read anybody's books. But I got the big download, I believe, in a crop circle. And I'm at the end of my movie, and I load in this footage of the Oliver's Castle footage. And all of a sudden, I started getting that feeling again where it's not done. So I said to the editor, reverse the footage. And he said, why? I said, I don't know. Just show it to me backwards. So he did. And I said, slow it down. He said, how slow? I said, I don't know, 30%. And that really gave him a funny look. And he said, why'd you say that? I said, just do it. And sure enough, lock the frame. In that particular, for some reason, we did those two things. There is a direct band of communication between those two balls of light right before the field went down. In my opinion, that clearly proved to me that those balls of light really did communicate and make that crop circle. So I put it in my movie at the end, and nobody noticed. So a few years ago, I made an update crop circle movie called Crop Circles 2010 Update the Wake-Up Call, and I put it right in the beginning, and I showed it three times because it is so unbelievable that we actually can see now how these crop circles are being made, the real ones, by the balls of light. So in 2010, I went with my boyfriend over to England to the crop circles, and I wanted to leave the movie camera home. I've made four movies. I've paid for them. This is expensive. The distributors have not been a kind lot, is a way to put it. So the money's real tight when you go and put that kind of money into making four films. So I said, I don't even want to bring the camera because I know it'll be hard not to film. So he says, I'm carrying it. Let's go. So we're in the crop circles, and it's beautiful day at the end of July, and we're sitting at the Silent Circle Research Center. We had gotten up at 6:30 to film a crop circle that was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen, and we decided to go have coffee and wait, you know, and meet people that were coming in to the research center. So as we're sitting there, these two guys stumbled up. They were delirious, red-faced, could hardly speak, and I thought they were going to fall over, so I got up and I said, hi, you okay? Do you need help? And the guy said, oh, what we saw last night. I said, oh, good. Why don't you come sit at our table? So we bought them coffee, and he went on to tell me that they were in their camper van at the top doing a night watch, which we would do overlooking the hills where crop circles usually happened. And they had given up and gone to sleep, but they heard all this commotion that this French group had seen these orange balls of light, and they came up the hill all excited. So the guys from Belgium got out of their camper van and went and talked with the French people who said, I don't know what they were, but we saw them. They were big and orange, and they were right there over that field, over East Field, big orange balls of light. So these guys from Belgium went running down the hill with a head flashlight, and they found their spot and sat down, and sure enough, these balls of light came and presented to them also. And then they turned, and the guy said, my eyes don't lie. Out of a doorway came these illuminated light beings with arms, legs, and a head.
Oh, how awesome is that? So, Patty, it's time for me to wrap up the show, but I quickly want you to share the websites where people can go and learn more about crop circles.
All right. Well, my website is pattygreer.com, www.pattygreer.com.
Okay.
And I have trailers on YouTube, trailers on the website, and movies available all the time on my website. They are probably the most honest crop circle movies around, and most likely the only ones that expose the balls of light, making them so up close.
Okay,
Judy,
I need to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for being on the show. It was so fascinating, so much more information. So go to Patty's website at pattygreer.com. On my show next week, the show is called Got Faith, and my guest is Amara. Do you believe in faith? What does faith mean to you? Does faith mean holding on to something that isn't real? How do you prove faith? How do you have faith in yourself or faith in God? Many people don't have faith. How can you keep hoping for something good that doesn't seem to ever come to fruition? Is that faith? Do you then trust in some greater power or ability to make it happen? What motivates you to keep going when you are facing one of life's most difficult challenges? How do you endure? Can faith change your life? Find out next week on July 20th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you for listening in. This is Regina Sisko with Shining Bright. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week.
Thank you again for being part of Shining Bright. Please join your host, Regina Sisko, again next Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. This week, take one more step to leading the life that you deserve.